Hi, my Twitch people. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's been a while. Well, it's technically been a month. Every month I come on my Twitch, I come on my podcast and do a monthly horoscope for all the signs. So thank you all for your support. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment, whatever you can do to support. I appreciate it. I'm Lamar Townsend. I'm a psychic and energy channeler, a tarot reader, and an astrologer. Thank you all for being here. If you would be interested in a personal reading from me, definitely check out my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com, for a personal reading. You can also text me at 703-791-9162. I am also available for personal or international readings as well. So if you live outside of the United States, I'm also available for readings. And I thank you so much for your support. Let's go ahead and get right into all the zodiac signs. This is for the month of October 2022. So happy birthday to anyone having their birthday this month. We're going to go ahead and start with Aries and see what's coming up for Aries for the month of October 2022. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Aries for October 2022? We're going to pull one card for each sign. Once we pull a card, we're going to put it over to the side so we don't pull that same card again. So that each sign gets their individual reading for the month of October. Let's go ahead and get into it. Thank you all for being here. What's coming up for Aries for the month of October 2022? Also, I want to say if you would be interested in your own individual horoscopes, definitely if you have YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Lamar Does Life. L-A-M-A-R-R Does Life, alright, for your horoscope. Also, once again, I'm available for personal readings on my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com. So if you'd be interested in any of those things, do not hesitate to reach out. Thank you to you all who do support me in my horoscope readings. I know my horoscope readings have their own kind of cult following. It's kind of interesting. I love it. Alright, what's coming up for Aries for the month of October 2022? Aries for the month of October 2022. Just one card, Spirit. Alright, I'll take this one card. Aries, you got the Ace of Wands. Alright, Aries, you got the Ace of Wands. The Ace of Wands deals with action. Taking action. Moving forward in some way, shape, or form. Ace of Wands can deal with kind of a sensual or sexual energy as well. So there could be that kind of energy for you this month, Aries. But, you know, irregardless of that, there definitely could be some movement forward this month. The Aces are one card. So it could be, you know, the number one could be important for you, Aries. Maybe one day, one month, one week, maybe. It could be 1 hour. But the number one could be important in some way, shape, or form. With the Ace of Wands, it's about moving forward, but moving forward confidently. Moving forward knowing exactly where you're heading, knowing exactly what your purpose is, and knowing that you have what it takes to get exactly what you want. Now, it may not necessarily mean that you get exactly what you want on the first try. You may have to try and try again. But the point is that each time is that you're confident and know that, you know, eventually you're going to get what you want. All right. So, Aries, you may want to bring out those leadership qualities that you have, that quality of fearlessness that you have this month to maybe break down some walls, break down some doors, or even break a glass ceiling in some way. All right. You have it within you this month. But remember, diplomacy. Remember, tactfulness. All right. Remember, not everyone immediately will see the vision that you see for yourself, alright? Alright, now we got that Aries. Alright, next we're going to move into... We're going to go clockwise, or we're going to go in terms of a regular natal chart. So, the second house would be Taurus, so next is Taurus, alright? What's next for Taurus? What's coming up for Taurus for the month of October 2022? Got your one card, Taurus. Taurus, you got the Eight of Swords. So, Taurus, there could be something with the past that could be haunting you, that could be lingering in some way, shape, or form. The Eight of Swords could be also a card of you being a lot in your head. Once again, 8 in numerology does deal with the past, karma, debt, weight, illness. It also does deal with long-term illness. Specifically, it could also deal with your career. Alright? So there's something in the past that you may be harping on or worrying about. Whatever it is, know and understand that while you can't change the past, there is an understanding of whatever went on in the past. You can make better decisions in the present to have a better effect in the future. Alright? So there's a need to not focus so much on the past this month, Taurus, in October. And try to focus more on the future in some way, shape, or form. Alright? Try to right your wrongs in the present so once again you have a better future. There's no point in thinking, worrying about, harping about the past when you can make a change now in the present as we speak so that your future self will be in a happier, more secure position than maybe you feel you are now. Notice I didn't say you are now. I said you feel you are now. Alright? Some of you could just be way too much in your head this month. That you may not even see the full blessings you have around you. You know? In this car, there may be a lot of dry desert around it. But there's little kind of vats and puddles of water. You know, where there's still potential for growth. Alright? But the point is to not let all this potential dry up. Alright, Taurus? So I hope that makes sense for you this month. I just noticed something, and this is why I love doing this live, because I get better and better each time. I should put the month, so we know what month we're talking about. Alright. So let's put October 2022... So for those that come in aren't confused or anything like that in the Twitch live stream. So I think from now on we'll do the month and the zodiac sign. I'll put it right there. That should be good. We may change it depending on the approximacy to the actual zodiac signs. But alright, so far so good. So just a reminder, we're in the month of October 2022 for those coming in. Let me take a sip of my tea. If you're listening to the podcast version, I'm taking a sip of my tea right now because I need some hydration. It's green tea, if you're wondering. And I think it's Chinese green tea. So let's take a sip. I have 2 bags in it, but you couldn't tell if you're watching the live version. Kind of looks like one bag unless you're a tea connoisseur. And then I have some gemstones in the other one here, or in the other kind of tea thingy right there. All spiritual here. We're very spiritual on this channel, on this podcast. All right. Green tea is really good for you, by the way, if you didn't know. All right. Well, for those of you who can handle it, by the way. So for some people, green tea is not the right kind of tea. All right. So what's coming up next is Gemini. What's coming up for Gemini for the month of October 2022? What's coming up for the zodiac sign Gemini, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between? Just one card, Spirit, for the month of October 2022. Take this card, Spirit. Gemini, you got the 5 of Cups. 5 of Cups is a card of something maybe that you feel emotionally called towards or something that you feel emotionally strong about. But this, with the 5 of Cups coming out, it could be the energy of feeling like whatever this thing is, it feels like it's getting further and further away from you. All right? So, for example, maybe you really feel an emotional pull towards the desire to have your own home. Maybe you've never had your own home, but even though you have this strong desire within you, it seems like as the months, the days, the years go on, the actual probability of this happening seems less and less for some reason. All right. The Five of Cups can also be a card of learning to appreciate what you do have. In some way, the Five of Cups can be a card of learning to be more in the present. So there could be some element here in Gemini in the month of October 2022 where you need to be more in the present in some way and need to be more appreciative of what you do have. There could be a need to be more appreciative of, of where you're at in life as well. Because there could be something going on here where it's like the energy of maybe there's some things you want to happen or you want to manifest. This could be relationship oriented. This could be business oriented. This could be the next steps or the levels of life oriented. But it's a matter of, is it the right timing? Maybe if you had what you really wanted, you may not be able to keep it at this stage of your life. Maybe there's still some more growth. Five does deal with mental communication, so maybe, you know, but it's a Cups card, so it could deal with emotion. Maybe there's still some growth mentally, emotionally, spiritually even, that needs to happen before your true manifestations can come through. But look at these two cups behind this person here. There's still things, all right, around you, behind you, that are still blessings to be appreciative of. So if God, spirit, angels, ancestors, or whatever it is you believe could do that, they could do more, alright? So just keep that in mind. You may be exactly where you need to be, Gemini. Alright? Alright, who's next? It looks like next is Cancer. Alright, let's see what's up for Cancer for the month of October 2022. I don't know where you live, but I live in Virginia, and right now it's kind of getting into fall weather, so a nice cup of tea, like warm tea, is so perfect at this time. Alright, so what's coming up for Cancer for the month of October 2022? By the way, I have nothing in the tea, it's just literally the tea, no sugar, no honey, just tea. So I like my tea, I like my coffee, how I like my tea. Straight and strong. There's a pun there, but I don't know exactly how to work that right now, so we'll leave that alone. Let's see what's coming up for Cancer for the month of October 2022. What's coming up for Cancer for October 2022? Thank you all so much for listening and watching. Remember, this is for Sun, Moon, and Rising and all placements in between. One card, spirit. Remember, if you want your own personal horoscope, visit my YouTube channel, Lamar Does Life. Alright? Horoscopes for this month are already posted there. This is just a summary. Alright? I get the Six of Cups for you, Cancer. Six of Cups is a card of an emotional connection in some way, shape, or form that definitely could be beneficial. So this could be a support system, whether someone is your support system or you are someone else's support system. Typically, it is an energy of someone who could be in a maybe higher position in life versus someone who's maybe in a lower position in life. This could deal with age. Excuse me, this could deal with status. Either way, support is showing up for you in the month of October 2022. Either you see someone as someone you feel you need to help or assist, or someone sees you this way. And if someone sees you this way, Cancer, in the month of October, accept the help. Be open to it. All right? Sometimes we gotta kind of play the game, all right, in order to get what we want. And I feel like for some of you, this is this kind of energy. Even if maybe you feel like you could do this person's job, let this person help you and feel like they're helping you in some way, shape, or form. Because you don't know what that could lead to down the line. Especially if they're in a higher position than you. Alright? Or vice versa. You're in a higher position than someone else, but you may see potential in someone specifically. Alright? There's something about selflessness and selfish... Wait, I think it's selflessness, period. I think it's selfishness versus selflessness. I think what I'm trying to say, Cancer in October, is don't be selfish, alright? Share the wealth, let other people share the wealth with you, okay? Period, point blank. Okay, Cancer? Because down the line, you may need this connection, alright? Alright, Cancer. Next, it looks like, is Leo. What's coming up for Leo? Let's see, there we go. We gotta move this up a bit. Hold on. Alright, let's see what's coming up for Leo for October 2022. Kind of hard to turn because I have these stones and this one here, and then I have my tea and this one I'm using to turn it. And I think the stones are, I guess, kind of heavy when they get wet. Anyway. These taste so good, though. All right. What's coming up for Leo for October 2022? Leo, the zodiac sign Leo for October 2022. Leo, I get the Nine of Swords. In the month of October, you could definitely be in your head in some way, shape, or form. In the month of October, you definitely want to be mindful of not ignoring whatever signs, signals, symbols, spirit may be giving you. And this could even be in the form of, like, maybe you have issues with your leg, and you've been kind of running around and doing a lot, you know, with your legs lately, but suddenly you're having issues with your leg where there's restlessness or stress or, you know, kind of pain. That could be spirit telling you to sit down, rest, all right? You may not want to listen, but it's going to pay off in the long run. There also could be something with this month, because 9 in numerology can deal with how other people see you, how you see yourself, your self-image. You could be very focused on your self-image this month in October. But be careful of focusing so much on your self-image and appearing a certain way, quote-unquote, to the point that you overextend yourself or you work yourself to the bone, like that kind of thing. It may not be worth it. Alright? The best version of yourself is the best optimal version of yourself. The best optimal version of yourself is a healthy version of yourself. Yourself, mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually. Healthy. Alright, Leo? Remember that and pay attention to that. Don't forsake your health for image this month. Okay? But there also could be an element of the person that cried wolf as well. So for some of you, you may need to kind of like, you know, image could be something that you're trying to fix or, you know, kind of like revert. So you could fall to any one of these categories, Leo. All right. The point is, you come first. Period. All right. Next is Virgo. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Virgo for the month of October 2022? Virgo, I got the Six of Swords for you. You could be under a lot of pressure this month in October, Virgo, or you could feel like you're under a lot of pressure, and you may very well be, to be honest with you. Not only is a lot riding on your back, there could be a lot riding on other people's back, but you need to play your role as well. So it's like if you're late on this, and this person's late on that, and that person's late on that. And it's like you can get so much in your head worrying about all the factors. Which oftentimes is the issue where people falter. Is they get too much in their head worrying about things they actually can't control. But if you focus on what you can control, you may be able to steer the boat here long enough to get to your next destination safely. But it's going to take focus this month in October, Virgo. Alright? Gotta be focused. Alright? You know, with the Six of Swords, there's usually a person steering the boat, but then two people, usually like a woman and a child, or another person and a child here, kind of sitting passenger side. But in order to steer correctly, Virgo, as the leader, you've got to focus. You can't worry about these two or other people. You've got to focus on you. All right? And then, you know, once the rest comes, may it come. And you'll deal with it later. But one step at a time, one day at a time. One issue at a time. It's time to prioritize, Virgo. Particularly with your head, your communication. Now is not the time to get overwhelmed. Now is not the time to overthink, overanalyze. Stay focused in the month of October. Alright? Not to put too much pressure on you, but, you know, gotta get focused. Gotta get it together. Okay? Alright. Next is Libra. Happy birthday to my Libras out there. What's coming up for Libra for October 2022? What's coming up for Libra for the month of October 2022? Hello, Twitch. I'm back for part two of the October horoscopes. We stopped at Libra. The internet timed out. I don't know what happened with the internet, but we're back online. So if you're listening to the podcast version, I'm going to edit it so it seems seamless. But if you're listening to the live version or watching the live version more so on Twitch, the internet kind of timed out. So we had to do a part two. So we're back at Libra. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Libra for the month of October 2022? Like I was saying, happy birthday to my Libras out there. What's coming up for Libra for the month of October 2022? Remember, if you want a personal reading from me, definitely check out my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com. Do not hesitate to reach out. And if you want to, if you want your personal individual horoscope, subscribe to my main or my YouTube channel, Lamar Does Life, here, as you can see. And if you want a reading, check out my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com. Let's get to Libra and see what's coming up for Libra for October 2022. card spirit. Alright, we got your one card, Libra. Libra, you get the Tower. Libra, not the Tower. The Tower represents an ending. Something that definitely could be unexpected. Something that could, it could shake up your foundation in some way. Alright? The Tower could definitely be a negative experience, but that's something that needs to happen for a reason. So if there's any major ending, any major shakeup that happens in your life this month, in the month of October 2022, know that it's happening for a reason. The Tower card typically shows up when there's a change that needs to happen in your life, but either you're not following or accepting the change, alright, or you're not pursuing the change that needs to happen, and now Spirit needs to come in with a Tower moment to change things up in order for you to get on the right path. Or a new path. Alright? So what could be seen as a negative situation initially, and understandably, could actually be a positive to get you back on track in some way. Alright, Libra? So pay attention to where this Tower moment happens, and kind of sit in it. And figure out what exactly is going on here. What can I learn from this situation? Alright. Next after Libra is Scorpio. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Scorpio for October 2022? Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, follow me on all my other social media platforms. It's coming up for Scorpio for October 2022. Happy birthday to my Scorpios as well this month. Scorpio, you got the Four of Cups card. Four deals with friends, acquaintances, social groups. It deals with unexpected change. Cups is maybe not feeling as emotionally connected to the people around you as usual. Alright. Whether there's some suspicious energy going on, you're feeling like you can't trust certain people, or you're feeling like certain people are acting kind of shady or shifty. Trust those feelings you get. Trust that intuition, Scorpio, in the month of October. Because your intuition or those feelings could be trying to tell you something about someone in your social group and your social network in some way. Alright? But also listen to that inner calling or that inner gut feeling of maybe a desire for more in life. A desire for expansion. A desire for new in general. Whether it's new people, places, or things. How can you compromise with that part of yourself that desires more? Maybe, for example, you live in a certain area of the world, but you want to live in a completely opposite area of the world, but you can afford that right now, or that can't be accomplished right now. How do you compromise with that? All right? To kind of still work with where you're at in life now, but also work towards being where you ultimately want to be in life and not being so held back by certain people, places, or things. Alright. Very interesting in the month of October, Scorpio. Don't be tied down so much to people, places, or things, alright? I know it's hard sometimes, Scorpio. But where there's a will, I always believe there's a way. Okay? Next after Scorpio is Sagittarius. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Sagittarius in the month of October 2022? Sun, Moon, and Rising. coming up for Sagittarius for October 2022? Take this card. Sagittarius, you got the Two of Pentacles. Two of Pentacles can be balancing two different things. Typically practical things. So it could be you balancing two jobs. It could be you balancing work life versus home life. It could be you balancing, you know, your own personal business versus a job you're working. The point is, it's about balance. All right. With the Two of Pentacles coming up, it is, once again, the energy of it can be the energy of maybe feeling a little bit stuck, wanting to step outside your comfort zones, but being confined by your situation, your circumstances in some way. So there could be a need to be patient in the month of October, Sagittarius. Alright? Maybe not make such sudden moves. Maybe not make such impulsive moves. Especially when you've got a lot going on around you. And you may not necessarily know what's coming and going or who's coming and going at this time. Alright? Only thing you can really focus on is you and whether you're coming or going. Alright? So there's a need to kind of sit, breathe, balance everything out, all right? Prioritize, stay focused, and be patient, Sagittarius, in the month of October. The storm will not last forever, but you've got to weather the storm to get to the other side, all right? The key to weathering the storm, and this could be literally or figuratively, because we have so many storms going on and so many, you know, different metaphorical and literal ways. The key to weathering the storm, though, is to stay balanced. Alright? Sagittarius. Hope that makes sense. Let's take a quick tea break. Next is Capricorn. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Capricorn for October 22. Capricorn, you got the Hanged Man card. Definitely could be something outside of your control in the month of October. Could be an element of your hands tied behind your back or the need to be patient. Alright. For some reason, and usually I don't get this energy, but with the Hanged Man for you in October, Capricorn, I get temptation. Or like the energy of, what's the word? When you may have the money to buy something, but you don't necessarily buy it right away in order to just kind of like delay gratification. Is it called delayed gratification? I think that's what it's called. Delayed gratification. There's an element of that in the month of October, Capricorn, for you. Maybe delayed gratification in some way. Like, you know you could get something, but it's like maybe you have your hands tied behind your back or hands behind your back in some way so as to not spoil it, or so as to not mess up the natural timing of things. How do I explain? It's like the energy of, say you're really, really hungry. You know, you ever had come across someone who's really, really hungry, and maybe it's Thanksgiving or a feast, and they just can't help themselves? Instead of waiting for everyone to kind of sit down and eat and enjoy the ambiance of everything, and maybe that aiding to their fullness, they just, you know, can't help themselves, so they have to spoil, you know, the evening by just, you know, grabbing, you know, a plate before everyone else. And suddenly, by the time everyone else is ready to sit down and eat and enjoy the feast and ambiance, they're already full. So they can't really enjoy the moment. It's like that's somehow possibly the energy that could come across to you in the month of October 2022, Capricorn. Don't spoil everything by feeling like you need something right in the moment that you want it or need it. Sometimes delayed gratification can be a good thing. Okay. After Capricorn is Aquarius. We're kind of getting down to the wire. I always am surprised by how fast these horoscope readings go on Twitch and the podcast. Comment or email me if you're really loving these podcasts or these Twitch live streams, by the way. Alright, we had two cards fall out. I just want one card, Spirit, for Aquarius for the month of October 2022. Oh, there we go. Alright. Aquarius, you got the World card. The World card can represent things coming full circle. It can represent karma or a completion of karma. Sometimes it can represent a new start of a karmic cycle. The World card can also represent protection or even travel. So any of these things could be prominent in the month of October for you, Aquarius. All right. Travel, protection, karma, the completion of some sort of karmic cycle. To me, it feels like there's been certain people also placed in your life who are touchstones. Like, you could go back and look at this person and be like, okay, I remember when I met this person, or when this situation happened with this person, this happened in my life. You know? Like, that kind of energy. Alright? The World card can also be, like, almost like reaching the point of a finish line. So maybe you've been trying to accomplish something for so many years, so many months, so many weeks, and finally in the month of October you either get to the finish line or get really close to the finish line. It's almost like you crack the code or crack the puzzle everyone else is trying to crack or figure out, you know, the Rubik's Cube or something like that. You know, everyone's trying to figure out, how did you do it? You're just maybe enlightened, Aquarius, with the World card coming up. The World card can be enlightened energy, all right? Maybe you're enlightened. All right? Maybe you're the special one this month. All right? Very interesting energy. The World card to me sometimes can represent pregnancy, so this, maybe for some of you this could be prominent as well. Pregnancy energy, but just something to be mindful of course, right? Alright, Aquarius. Lastly, we've got Pisces. Now, we're almost done with my tea. So, I have to just take a good sip of my tea for the last one, Pisces, of the night. Alright? That was good. Alright. What's coming up for Pisces for October 2022? Just one card, Spirit. There we go, we got that one card, perfect. Pisces, you got the Empress card. The Empress, to me, can be a card of pregnancy. Definitely can be a card of abundance. A new beginning in some way. Prosperity. Or at the very least, for some of you, maybe a Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus female could be prominent in your life. The Empress is typically a female energy or female person or feminine person. In a position of power, they're typically a decision maker. They're typically someone that has the power to hire you or fire you, right? Get you in the door, get your foot in the door, or close the door completely. Now, once again, this could be you, actually, for some of you. It's important to remember that we all have feminine and masculine energies within us, no matter our gender. Alright, our physical gender that we identify as. Alright. The Empress for some of you could also be an ancestor. Maybe some of you had a very royal or very wealthy ancestor. Alright. And this person's around you, protecting you, guiding you. In some way. In the month of October. Alright. Very interesting. But either way, even if this is someone else, the Empress represents the potential of a new beginning, period. It just may come in the hands of someone else other than you, Pisces. Just keep that in mind, alright? Keep a lookout for this energy if this isn't you specifically. Okay? We've finished all the horoscopes for October, you guys. That was pretty quick. I'm sorry we had to cut it up between part one and part two, but sometimes we just don't know how technology is going to end up. Thank you all for listening and watching. Remember, if you want your own personal reading, I'm available on my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com. Thank you all so much for your support. Thank you for listening and watching. I'll see you in the month of November. I'll see you in your own personal reading. Either way, I will see you soon. By the way, I love hearing you all who get personal readings from me and, you know, finding out that you found me through my podcast or through my Twitch. It's always amazing to me. I'm always like, how did you find me? Because I don't know. My biggest platforms are YouTube. So I'm always like, really? You found me through my other, you know, my other streams or my other platforms? So it's always interesting. But anyways, have a good month in October, you guys. Love and light. I'll see you next month. I'll see you in your own personal reading. Either way, I will see you soon. God bless and stay safe, stay encouraged, and stay healthy and stay blessed. All right? Love and light.